Hey everybody, Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to another episode, and this one is a Motivational Monday, Knowing Your Purpose.
Yeah, I really like this one. We're in Tahoe still.
Yep.
Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
Apparently Tahoe's like the slang version, man. Or something.
It's like Tahoe, man.
And we decided to record, you know, a few episodes, and we're catching up on some of our Motivational Mondays. And so I recently hired some marketing people, right?
Yep.
And when we were hiring these marketing people, we were having to kind of go through and talk about us and talk about what we're doing and what's our purpose, what's our vision, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of that when I was talking about motivation.
Right.
And so you and I have always talked about, you know, what motivates us? What's our purpose? What mm-hmm. are we doing here? And we've always had, hey, we have to take care of us and our mm-hmm. family first, yep. right? If we don't take care of us, we can't help others. And I think that's a principle that a lot of people miss, in that they continually give, sacrifice of themselves, their time, their money, their mind, everything, and they're not taking care of themselves. So then they're limited by how much that they can give. Mm-hmm. Where if you reverse that and you take care of you, then the amount that you can give to others is endless, you mm-hmm. know, limitless. You can yep. continue because you've focused on taking care of you in order to be able to give back to all the causes that you care about. So we've always put that first.
Mm-hmm.
And then our team.
Yep.
Our team is
our extended family.
It is. Yeah, exactly. And our team, I think for us, is if we don't take care of our team, they don't take care of our clients.
Yep.
Right? And they are an extension of us. They are our family. We don't mm-hmm. have kids.
Right.
And taking care of our team to us means paying them well, giving them flexible, you know, work schedules and the ability to work from home sometimes if they need to, mm-hmm. or take time off when they need to, helping them live a life of value and of purpose themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Encouraging them to have their passions and helping them grow personally, professionally, anything that we can do, the team is an extension of who we are and what we are working on ourselves. We want to help our team work
right.
on with them too. And then we extended it.
Yep.
And do you remember which power room? This was another power room
mm-hmm.
that we were at, where it was a gentleman, it was like a $1 billion hedge fund manager, and he was talking about his family
mm-hmm.
and how he was setting something up. Mm-hmm. So they would have like family board meetings, and if they yep. wanted to create a business, it had to get approved, mm-hmm. and he brought this from the Rockefellers. Do you remember all of that?
I'm trying to. It was that. There's two different. I think I know exactly when the one you're talking about. His son also runs a mastermind.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So when that was something, that's why I like the whole proximity is power that Eddie Wilson mm-hmm. always says, because there's things that we learn in these masterminds and we're like, man, that is powerful. And that like really resonates with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took the lesson from this $1 billion hedge fund manager. We took the lesson that he was teaching us and what he was doing with his family in order to create a legacy piece in which he wasn't just handing out and doling out money.
Mm-hmm.
It's his kids. They had to prove it. They had mm-hmm. to figure out what they wanted to do. They had to pitch it to the family board meeting. And then I think at that point, I don't even know if they gave them money to help start it.
Right.
But I just thought that is really, really super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that in the vision for our team. And I
right.
thought, hey, how can we help our team even more than the vision that we have now? And
mm-hmm.
it was, hey, let's help them with their kids, right?
Right?
As they raise their kids, that's usually what means the most to people
mm-hmm.
is their kids. So like, what if their kids have a business idea?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's be their board and they can come from, you know, say, hey, I've got this business idea and here's what it is. Here's the business plan. They can pitch it to us and we'll have a board, maybe our CEO or COO or, you know, whoever on the
mm-hmm.
family of companies that wants to be a part of this board, and they approve it, or they say, you know what, you're not quite ready yet. Here's what we suggest you do. Go back, do your homework, and then come back to us again. If we approve it, then we help invest
mm-hmm.
and provide the seed money to be able to start it. But the family of companies still has a share of ownership in it so that we can continue to be the board for that kid
mm-hmm.
So that we can put them on the path to success best we can.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I know how hard it is to build businesses.
Yes.
And we needed all the masterminds that we invested in
mm-hmm.
in order to get where we are today, because we needed those board of directors,
mm-hmm.
if you will, and those peers to be able to help us through the hard times, through times where we didn't know how to navigate. So that was the other part
mm-hmm.
of purpose for us. And then the third piece was causes.
Right.
And so I'll let you talk about causes because this is really, really important to us. And it's not meant to be the last piece. We just put it in order because have to take care of us first in order for us to help others. Have to take care of our team because our team is the one, is why we have a business in the first place. And we want them to be happy and fulfilled and take care of our clients. And then now we all get to give back to causes.
Yep. It was, and it actually happened at the perfect time. I don't think if it happened any other time, it would have, well, it would have just fell on deaf ears and we wouldn't have paid attention to it. But at this point, we were finally ready to pay attention to this. And this was, we were in San Diego for Flip Hacking Live, and they did a presentation for OUR, which is Operation Underground Railroad, which that was the original short right there. And it's, retired military and just people that have a mission to stop what's the proper term of what are they?
Human trafficking.
Just human trafficking in general. And they will stop at nothing to stop this.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and they just do it. They don't get paid to do it. You know, they're not out there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
They're doing it to stop it.
Yes.
And they did a huge presentation. They showed a video, and it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And that's what started it all. We have a number of causes now that we are definitely, if you tell us a dog,
Charity, hook, line, and sinker, we're in, and
people that we've known from Phoenix for a very long time, Kim Slaughter, she has a company, a group called Together Saving Paws, and she actually works with OUR.
Yes.
And so her company raises money to get the doggy...
Bulletproof vest,
flak jackets, or whatever they're called, and those are the dogs that they're using in Operation Underground Railroad, and so
to
sniff out all of the things to find the bad guys, right? And so she helps raise money to get the bulletproof vest for the jackets for the dogs, and is like, oh my gosh, now we definitely give to her too, but you know, and anything to do with military, because our companies are strong on we're very patriotic, we're very military based. Even though neither one of us were in the military, but we love the military. And so with veterans and military, homeless, we also just did a thing recently that supported a company in Southwest Ohio for abused women.
Yeah, it's actually in Florida.
Is it? Okay. Okay.
In Florida.
And so again, we're you know, had we not heard that, it just opened up the gate.
Yeah.
You know, it broke the dam, I should say.
Yeah.
And so it's very, it makes us, you know, it makes you feel good.
Yes.
You
know? Yeah. And we did actually do abused women in Ohio as well. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name right off the bat, but she has a shelter. She helps abused women. She goes and rescues women from bad situations.
Yep.
And we would give her clothes. We would give her money. We would help her. Every time she needed something, we would be like, tell us what we can do.
She's like, do you guys have anything to donate? I said,
what do you need?
Well, no, but we can run a Walmart.
We can do and we literally did that many times, and we just piled up.
Filled up the car and went and saw her.
So it's those things that motivate us to keep on getting up, right?
Yep.
And I think that you have to prioritize them in that order. Don't make the mistake of starving yourself in order to help other people, because then you can't continue the effort. Mm. And you can't do it in the way that is, you know, really, really big. And again, what I love about Power Room is one of the guys who joined, I think his name was Matt. He actually, I can't remember the name of his charity, but I think he sold his business, and he now is running, I wish I could remember it, but anyways, he's running something, and right now his big focus is human trafficking. So it's a charity and a cause that is going to support many different organizations. The biggest one for him was right now, human trafficking is the biggest issue in America today, across probably the world, not even America. And so that's what he's going after. And part of his, you know, should I join Power Room is like, you know, what are you guys about? Are you, you know, and we're all just like, hey, we're all, that's what we do. That's what we love. We love being surrounded by people who have this purpose of being able to give back. I don't really like surrounding myself with people who says, I just want to make enough money to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. Okay, good for you. I'm about something bigger. Mm-hmm. And that's what motivates me and gets me up in the morning.
Yeah, and it was a tech company that can pinpoint their locations.
Yes,
they've
got AI and all this. Oh, it's big. And so I got excited because another person in the Power Room has the same passion and purpose that we do, that we can now continue to funnel money to, you know, him. Not just the ones that we have on our list. We're going to keep on adding to our list. So even Eddie and Andrew, they have causes that I can't wait to create, like our foundation or whatever it is that we're going to create that allows us to start saying, here's the organizations that we create. Even our team has that wall. Remember that wall? And our, all of the causes that they love. So being able to put those on our website and say, hey, these are the things that we give back to.
And it's and puppies behind bars.
Puppies behind bars. That's right.
It sounds so sad, but it's not sad at all. And they actually give puppies to inmates, and the inmates help train the puppies, and they train the dogs to be service dogs. And therapeutic dogs. And so it's a great, but it's called Puppies Behind Bars. It's the little puppy behind the bars.
So anyways, I thought this was a great thing to share.
No,
right?
I love it. I love it.
Why do we get up in the morning? There's so many reasons. And this is just one of the biggest, probably.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join the investor club. And there's a submit a deal thing on there. There's our swag is on there. So there's plenty of things on there for you to check out. So make sure you're checking that out. Make sure you're checking it out us out on all the social medias as well. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart.
Live happy. Bye, everybody. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.